Gavin Newsom, Biden's migrant flights a burden for sanctuary state California. By John Binder on December 14, 2022. California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., says President Joe Biden's flights filled with border crossers and illegal aliens are particularly a burden for sanctuary states like his. In an interview with ABC 10 News, Newsom seemingly complained that California is having to foot the bill for hundreds of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens arriving via buses and flights every month as part of the Biden administration's expansive catch-and-release network. Newsom said, "The federal government is sending more and more flights and more buses directly here to California because this state is doing what no other state's doing, and that's absorbing and protecting and preserving our values and advancing them by doing healthcare screenings and taking care of folks. And the more we do, the burden is placed disproportionate on us. We're already at capacity in 9 of our sites. We can't continue to fund all of these sites because of the budgetary pressures now being placed on this state and the offsetting issues that I have to address," emphasis added. Newsom's remarks come as he has helped drive illegal immigration to California with reinforcements to that state's strict sanctuary policy that shields criminal illegal aliens from arrest and deportation, offering free taxpayer-funded health insurance to all 4.4 million illegal alien residents, and expanding the issuance of state IDs for illegal aliens. According to Newsom, California is likely to be more overrun with border crossers and illegal aliens as the public health authority, known as Title 42, that has been used at the United States-Mexico border for years now is set to end in days. "The fact is, what we've got right now is not working. And it's about to break in a post-42 world unless we take some responsibility and ownership," Newsom said. Newsom also claimed Republicans are responsible for record-setting levels of illegal immigration under the Biden administration and suggested that amnesty for the nation's 11 to 22 million illegal aliens is the best policy solution. As of October, an estimated 1.4 million border crossers and illegal aliens have been released into the U.S. Interior since Biden took office in late January 2021. This is in addition to more than 600,000 illegal aliens who are known to have successfully crossed the southern border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.